Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not, yeah, that's a gospel card. So we're not a part of any denomination, anything. We're actually just Bible-believing Christians. We travel around. Me and my brother are van dwellers, so we travel around, we preach the gospel. Yeah. And then I'm going back up to the Midwest to work for a few months, make some money, and then keep traveling around. Yeah,
that's really cool, man.
Yeah, we're working for the kingdom, and we want to make sure people have the biblical gospel, because a lot of the churches aren't teaching the full biblical gospel, unfortunately. We've been around plenty of churches. We stood outside of many of them. Many of them called the cops on us. We're just standing peacefully on a public sidewalk.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah.
So,
and
what's your name again?
So the brother, my brothers and sister gave me the name Akuo.
Akuo?
Yeah, okay. That means to hear in the Greek.
Oh, to hear. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave.
Nice to meet you. So I want to run through the biblical gospel because I care about your soul. I don't know. Are you part of a church system? Or?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I am. And I was kind of curious about, because you mentioned a lot of churches are not teaching the full gospel. And I actually agree with that.
Okay.
I think that it's kind of, it can be confusing because if you can kind of look at the family tree of Christian denominations.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just schism after schism after schism. You know what I'm saying?
It's not of God. Yeah. There are 40,000 different denominations. It's there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We're supposed to contend for the faith once delivered.
Is that Ephesians 2 or is it 4?
I think contending for the faith once delivered might be Jude, I can remember.
One faith, one baptism.
Yeah, that's Ephesians. Yeah. Yep. So I want to run through the biblical gospel, the whole gospel, just because I care about you. I used to be a Lutheran for 21 years.
Oh, a Lutheran.
So I came out, yeah.
Missouri Synod?
No, I was actually Midwest, so I was the Wells, yeah.
Oh.
So
yeah,
the gospel, the gospel that changed my life, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did, his death, burial, resurrection for the remission of sins.
Yes.
We couldn't work our way to heaven at all.
Right.
We need his perfect righteousness to clothe us.
So you guys believe in imputed righteousness.
Well,
because there's like forensic justification and then there's intrinsic justification.
Okay.
So like a Catholic will say that God's righteousness is infused into you
through
grace.
Okay.
But like somebody who's more reformed or like a Lutheran, they would say, no, like we're wicked through birth because of Adam's fall.
Sure.
And so like Adam is like our federal head.
Okay.
But if you take Christ as your new federal head, then instead of Adam's sin, you're clothed with Christ's righteousness. Even though you're a sinner, clothed, you're covered. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's like we all have a fallen nature,
but
we all choose sin at some point in our life. So we fall short of God's glory, right? Romans.
Sure.
We need Christ's perfect righteousness. We need his grace. We need his mercy.
Oh.
And the only way we get what he did on the cross applied to our account, and this is where a lot of the church systems fall short, repentance, true repentance.
Okay.
So true repentance is coming out of the world. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Right.
James 4:4, a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Yeah.
1 John, lust of the eyes, of pride of life.
Not to cut you off, but I've noticed a lot of evangelical churches have become like a political voting block.
Yeah.
And it's like they traded their, like they've lost their salt because they've traded their born-againness.
Right.
They've traded the Holy Spirit for political power, for political leverage.
And
they're losing their salt. You know
I mean, a lot of the churches are so messed up in politics. That's one of the things. When you repent, you come out of Satan's systems. You come out of his culture, prideful dress, entertainment, sports, politics, like the whole nine yards.
Okay.
You have to lose all of it if you want to serve Christ, because
we
can't serve two masters. We can't serve ourselves, our flesh, and
God
the world.
And
it's God or mammon. Yeah, exactly. So once you're willing to do that, and the Lord said, Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Hebrews 5:9, he made the way of eternal life for all those who obey him.
Yes.
So we have to obey the Lord once he sees you're willing, once he sees you stripped out and you want to serve the eternal kingdom, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. You'll be born again.
Yeah.
And when you're born again, the fruit that you're born again, and I want you to test yourself, test the people that go to your church, holiness and obedience to the word of God. You're separate from the world. You're coming out of the world. You're wholly set apart for God. That's why Jesus said you'll be hated by the world. I chose you out of the world.
Yeah,
you're not like the world, right?
I'm definitely hated by the world, that's for sure.
Well,
I think Where does baptism fit into that for you? Is that
baptism is a symbol? Yeah, water baptism is a symbol of an inward
as a Lutheran,
change.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference because I was baby baptized. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But more than that, because my wife grew up as a Presbyterian.
Okay.
And they do infant baptism, but they also say that it's just a symbol.
Yeah.
But a Lutheran would believe in baptism for regeneration.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's all messed up. We go off of what the Word of God preaches, and I love me and my brother. He's down at the other corner. My sister's down there as well.
Yeah, I think I saw your sister walking.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably saw your brother, and I was going to talk to him, and I was like, oh, he moved over here. Manny's fast, but I guess that's...
Yeah.
Because you guys look alike. That's
yeah.
That's probably what it was. That's funny.
Yeah, it's... Okay. We all came out of the church systems. My brother was a very worldly man.
Uh-huh.
He lost his life for Christ. He's been doing this 15 years. He's been... working for the kingdom of God, but I encourage you.
Yeah.
We what the Bible teaches is endurance as well. So once saved, always saved. I used to be a heretic. I used to believe once saved, always saved.
Oh.
I had to lose that.
Okay.
We can lose our salvation. Jesus says, unless you endure to the end, you won't be saved.
I agree with that.
So
I agree with that because when people say, "Have you been saved?" it's like, well, do you mean are
right.
my sins forgiven? Because yes, but are you asking if I've endured to the end yet?
No.
Well, no, because I haven't returned to it. So that's interesting. So
yeah. So
you guys aren't Calvinists, really, then?
No, we're not Calvinists.
Yeah,
no.
because they believe in perseverance of the saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I would check out the website. I'm sure it'll really bless you. We have a ton of... My brother has a ton of teaching articles on there. We have a 10-point test on there. I want you to test your church building. What denomination do you go to?
I go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would test yourself. My brother has a ton of articles. I haven't studied them out personally.
Yeah.
But my brother would tell you... Leave the churches. Leave the church buildings. Follow Christ in spirit and truth. Because Mark 7, man-made traditions void your worship of God. And I know the Latter-day Saints, I'm sure they have some man-made traditions thrown into their worship of God. Sunday worship, building-centered worship. One pastor doing all the preaching, the people sitting in the pews, never ordained in the New Testament.
So do you guys do Saturday worship instead of Sunday?
We worship God every day.
Every day.
Romans 12:1, living sacrifice. So
then the communion is probably a symbol also.
Yeah, the communion's a symbol, yep.
How do you guys take communion? Do you just do it whenever, or do you do it every
day? Yeah, I mean, it's as often as you take it. It says in the scriptures, so you can take it as often as you want.
How often do you guys do it?
We take it...
When's the last time you took it?
Whenever the Spirit prompts us, I guess you could say. So the last time we took it was probably like a month ago, I would say.
Okay.
So yeah, we do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome thing to do with other biblical saints, but I was in the Lutheran church. They do it totally,
every week, right?
Yeah, it's immodesty. They don't really care if you believe or not believe like they say you should, but they don't really vet anyone, and it's very dangerous because... Paul says, if you take it unworthily, you're drinking damnation to yourself, drinking and eating damnation to yourself.
Right.
So it's very dangerous. So test yourself. I would say reach out if you have any questions. My brother would love to answer any questions you have. You seem like a very knowledgeable guy on all of the denominations and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I try to look into it. I just love Jesus so much. I try to read the Sermon on the Mount every day, and I try to apply it to my life and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
I think about how, I'm really... Do you really love your enemies? Like, do you really? I'm trying to think of a word now. I got kind of rattled by that guy.
Sure.
Unconditionally bless everyone, whether you think they're righteous or you think they're a sinner or you think they're good or you think they're bad, it doesn't matter because God makes the rain fall on the good and the evil. And
Makes
the sunshine on the just and the unjust. It's like, do I do that?
I would make sure you're loving them with a biblical love. And how do we love them with a biblical love? We call them to repentance because we know sin is going to damn people. Hebrews 10:26, there's no sacrifice left for willful sin. So we want them to see the light of Jesus Christ. The only way we do that is if we're separate from the world and we're calling them out of the world. So I encourage you, go deeper. The Bible tells us how to dress. I had to learn that one too.
Okay.
Genesis 3 actually teaches us how to dress.
I like how your dress looks cool.
Yeah, it's actually to clothe our body.
Yeah.
We have to clothe our form because the Lord actually made coats of animal skins for Adam and Eve.
Yes.
He clothed their form.
That's right.
To hide the form. And now the cultural dress is showing off everything.
Right.
Short pants, tight shirt, you got to show off everything.
Sure.
And we got to return to how God wants us to do things because, again, willful sin.
Yeah.
God did that himself.
Yeah.
are we really going to say, no, Lord, I don't really want to do it your way, or are we going to do it God's way? So
right.
I encourage you.
Well, and so I can go to the website and just reach out to your brother, like, with a phone number, or is it
email? There's an email on there. Yeah, don'tperish@outlook.com. Yeah, send him any questions you have, but definitely go deeper. God's a God. The big thing, there's so many false Christs in the world, and we see so many of them, the Lutheran Christ, the Baptist Christ, the Latter-day Saint Christ. You have to follow after the God of the Bible, which requires obedience. We have to cut the word of God straight, rightly divide the word of truth.
Okay.
You have to follow and obey Jesus Christ. Through much tribulation, you'll enter into the kingdom of God. So you're really going to have to count the cost, because I lost my family, my friends. I lost my career. I'm a college graduate. I lost everything for Christ. I'm a van dweller now.
Yeah.
Best decision of my life, though, because he's very faithful. He'll give you peace, joy, eternal hope. But you have to be willing to lose everything, because if you still hold on to the temporary world, this world that's just going to be burned up.
Exactly.
Is he really going to, when you stand before the judgment seat?
Worldly pleasures, that's all temporary. It's like in Ecclesiastes, it says it's all hevel.
It's all done.
Poof, it's gone. Yeah. The only thing that doesn't diminish in its returns is the Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah, amen. And we have to make sure, because
Jesus has the Holy Spirit. You can't get it from anybody else.
Right. Revelation 22:15. If you love or make one lie, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. So it comes down to the very small details, like loving or making one lie. Let's say like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, never ordained by God, Catholic holidays.
Okay.
They're not holy days. Only God can make days holy.
Okay.
But if you practice them as if you're worshiping God with these pagan holidays, it's like, that's a lie. You're loving or making a lie. You won't enter into the kingdom of God. So make sure you test yourself. I care about your soul. If you're in one lie, you won't enter in. If you're holding on to one willful sin, Lord, I don't really want to change how I dress. You know, Lord, I don't want to separate from my family, even though Romans 16 tells me to mark and avoid those who go contrary to sound doctrine. I don't really want to separate from them, Lord. I love them too much.
Sure.
You won't enter in.
Or in the gospel says, you know, unless you hate your mother,
your
family.
Hate your own life also.
Yeah. That's true. Well, can I ask you one more question? What about spiritual gifts? Do you guys do the speaking in tongues and all that?
We believe we're not complete. We're not saying that God has completely gotten rid of those gifts. We're not saying that.
So you're not cessationist.
Yeah, we're not cessationist. We're not saying everyone that's baptized will speak in tongues as a sign that they're baptized.
Right.
But what we are saying is that the Lord can use it when he wants to. When there's basically, the speaking in tongues was used as an edification tool for the body.
Yeah.
You speak it, and then someone interprets it. And it was very orderly, but you see the Pentecostals, all these churches, they just go off, and we've had people pray in tongues over us while we're standing outside of churches, and just like nonstop, just blah, 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 blah kind of stuff. And it's like, that's just demonic. That kind of stuff is just demonic. We're supposed to have an interpreter in order. So
I had some experiences I was a missionary over in Sweden for a couple of years.
Okay.
And I was playing baseball with these people. Like, it wasn't baseball, it was called Brännboll. It was like a Swedish baseball kind of thing.
Okay.
And, sorry to tell a long story, I'll cut it short here, but basically we're playing it and it was fun, and I was like, all right, we'll see you guys later. And they all surrounded me. And I was like, what's going on? And then they're like, today's the day of Pentecost. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And then they're like, we're going to lay hands on you now, and you're going to speak in tongues. And I went, it's past my curfew. See it? I jumped on my bike and like,
sped off there.
But I mean, like, I don't have anything against Pentecostals, but I was kind of like,
Well,
feels weird, so.
Don't be too much of an ecumenicalist where it's like you're combining. You're okay with this church. You're okay. Yeah, we can agree on the major things, but the minor things we don't have to worry. There's nothing like that in the scriptures. If you go contrary to sound doctrine, you're supposed to mark and avoid those people to the saving of their souls, because they're outside of the truth. And that's why I have to tell you, the Latter-day Saints is going to damn your soul. My brother would tell you that. Make sure you test yourself on that website. And I'm going to have to mark and avoid you, cut it short, because you're in false doctrine. I want you to repent and come out of that. And then if you repent and come out, I'd love to be your brother. I'd love to fellowship with you, but you have to turn to the truth.
Okay.
I care about you, because I used to be a Lutheran. I know what it's like. I know what the false religion is like, and I care about you. So I'm going to have to cut it short there, but make sure you reach out.
Would you be interested in reading the Book of Mormon, though?
No, the Book of Mormon. No, that's satanic.
It's really not satanic.
Yes, it is. That's not inspired by God. No. No, I know. The Mormon Church is just like any other denomination.
Well,
it's a cult.
It's not the
Test
Mormon
it out
Church.
On the website.
It's
reach
Jesus
out.
Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I'll just tell you this one thing.
No, I'm okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Make sure you come out of that false doctrine.